Alderman Yates to please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, colleagues. This is a regularly scheduled meeting of the Newton Board of Aldermen for Monday, December the 19th, 2011. It is the last meeting for three of our esteemed colleagues tonight, and I am going to ask that they each have an opportunity to preside over the meeting tonight. They will each be presiding over a portion of first call, and then we will ask them to give address the board and the city as their last meeting of their terms on the board. I just want to make everyone aware that the meeting is being both audio and video recorded. I did want to let everyone know that, as a reminder, that inauguration will be on Monday, January 2nd, 2012 at noontime. And please, in the preparation for inauguration, you need, if you haven't already, to start clearing your desk, okay? And if you need boxes to box up some material, David Olson will gladly assist you in doing that. Usually we do have the city will come in and buff out the desk because they make everything look beautiful, and if there's stuff on your desk, they will not do it. So all we ask is between now and the second, if you could clear off your desk, it would be greatly appreciated. So at this point in time, what I am going to do, I'm going to get my cheat sheet out. I'm going to recognize Alderman Shapiro, Alderman Charlie Shapiro, who is going to take the rostrum, and he is going to preside over the first call on our first three committees. At this time, I will turn the rostrum over to Alderman from Ward 6 at large, Alderman Charlie Shapiro.
Thank you, Mr. President. We'll begin with Alderman Ted Hess-Mahan and the Land Use Committee report.
Thank you, Mr. Acting President. There is no report of the Land Use Committee this evening. However, I would like to be recognized to schedule public hearings.
Okay. Do we have a motion for that? I'll just go ahead and do it.
You're recognized. Only if I sing it. That's an inside joke. Beginning on page 287 of the docket, public hearings to be assigned for January 10, 2012. Petition number 414-11, David and Renee, looks like Sautier and John F. Neville, petition for a special permit site plan approval to extend a non-conforming structure to convert two existing rear porches into livable space, which will increase the floor area ratio to 0.58, where 0.50 is allowed by right, at 39 and 41 Clarendon Street, Ward 2, Newtonville, on land known as SBL 22119, containing approximately 11,130 square feet of land in a district zone multi-residential. One. Continuing on page 288 of the docket, petition number 415-11, Laurier Mead Bells and Edward D. Bells, petition for a special permit site plan approval to convert an existing porch into a study/office space, which will increase the floor area ratio to 0.54, where 0.40 is allowed by right, at 14 Loring Street, Ward 7, Newton Center, on land known as SBL 73-30-10, containing approximately 8,500 square feet of land in a district zoned single residence 2. Petition number 282-11, Parens 2, Richard D. Sewell, petition for a special permit site plan approval to allow four attached dwellings in two buildings, to waive the side setback requirement to allow a lot coverage of more than 25%, and to waive the dimensional requirements for parking stalls at 87 through 89 Wabin Street, Ward 1, Newton Corner, on land known as SBL 12427. Open, containing approximately 20,082 square feet of land in a district zone multi-residence 1, and finally petition number 416-11, KJR Inc., Joseph Bontempo, petition for a special permit site plan approval to extend a non-conforming use to expand the seating capacity of an existing restaurant by 15 seats to allow for an outdoor roofed patio at 7 West Street, Ward 1, Nonantum, on land known as SBL 14-14-1, containing approximately 2,850 square feet of land in a district zone multi-residence 2. And that is the report of the Land Use Committee.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I recognize Alderman Lappin for the Zoning and Planning Committee report.
Thank you very much. The report begins on page 265, item 389-11, James Sender, 47 Kingswood Road, Auburndale, appointed as a member of the Conservation Commission for a term of office to expire December 31st, 2014. 391-11 is on second call on page 266. Item 393-11, Peter Kilborn, 31 Buswell Park, Newton Corner, appointed as an associate member of the Zoning Board of Appeals for a term of office to expire December 31st, 2012. 394-11, Barbara Huggins. Excuse me? Oh, I'm sorry. That was approved 7-0. Item number 394-11, Barbara Huggins, 122 Albemarle Road, Newtonville, appointed as an associate member of the Zoning Board of Appeals for term of office to expire December 31st, 2012, and that was approved 7-0. 395-11, Stuart Snyder, 30 Erie Avenue, Newton Highlands, appointed as an associate member of the Zoning Board of Appeals for a term of office to expire December 31st, 2012. That also was approved 7-0. Item number 396-11, Brooke Lipsett, 54 Kirkstall Road, Newtonville, reappointed as a member of the Zoning Board of Appeals for a term of office to expire September 30th, 2014. That was approved 7-0. Item 397-11, Vincent Farina, 24 Manamit Road, Newton, reappointed as a member of the Zoning Board of Appeals for a term of office to expire September 1st, 2014. That was approved 7-0. 398-11, Harvey Cream, 110 Huntington Road, Newton Corner, reappointed as a member of the Zoning Board of Appeals for a term of office to expire February 1st, 2013. That was approved 7-0. 391-09 for ends 2. Alderman Danberg, Mansfield, Vance, and Hesmahan requesting the establishment of a municipal parking mitigation fund whose proceeds derive from payments in lieu of providing off-street parking spaces associated with the special permits will be used solely for expenses related to adding to the supply of municipal parking spaces, improving existing parking spaces, or reducing the demand for parking spaces. This was voted no action necessary. On page 267, item 65-11, parens 2, Terrence P. Morris and Joseph Porter proposing amendments to the zoning ordinance to revise the definition of height in section 30-1 to add a provision in section 30-15M to allow accessory structure height limits to be waived by special permit. This was voted no action necessary. 392-11, Treff LaFleche, 86 Prince Street, West Newton, appointed as an associate member of the Zoning Board of Appeals for a term to expire December 31st, 2012. This was referred to the new board. I think I'm just going to read the item numbers because we have several referred. Item number 390-11, 399-11, 81-11, 391-09, 152-10, 207-09 parens 2, 411-09, 400-11, 49-11, 153-11, 153-11 parens 2, Onto page 269, we have item 665-11, parens 3, item number 154-10, parens 2, item number 154-10, item number 154-09, parens 3, item number 153-10, and 183-10. All of these items are referred to the new board, and that is the end of the report.
Thank you, Madam Vice Chair. Alderman Sangiolo, Programs and Services Report.
Thank you, Mr. Acting President. The report begins on page 270. The first item to report out is item number 367-10, His Honor the Mayor requesting authorization to appropriate an amount not to exceed $5 million from bonded indebtedness for the following. It's item number 367-10, parens B to C, $643,500 of the remaining $3,812,963 for the design and other related expenses associated with the building renovations to F.A. Day Middle School. That was approved by a vote of 6-0. Item number 404-11, Green Decade, Newton, requesting Board of Aldermen approval of Newton Extended Producer Responsibility Resolution, which seeks statewide DPR framework legislation to support transfer responsibility for the cost of managing discarded products to producers, brand owners, and first importers under oversight of the Massachusetts Department of Environmental Protection. That was approved by a vote of 7-0. I'm going to read out a list of items that were referred, but if I do skip over two, I want to apologize. Two of the items, I would like to ask for suspension of the rules after I refer the other items to give a report.
Sure, do the referrals and then on the suspension as appropriate.
Okay, thank you. Item number 367-10, parens B2, $3,169,463 remaining balance for renovations to the core of F.A. Day Middle School and sprinkler systems. That was referred. Item number 312-10 was referred. Item number 130-11 was referred. 273-08 was referred. 99-11 was referred. 474-08 parens 2 was referred. Item number, continuing on page 272, item number 89-08 was referred. 270-08 was referred. 207-08 parens 2 was referred. 205-11 was referred. 114-11 parens 2 was referred. Continue on page 273, item number 245-10 was referred. 205-11 was referred. 245-06 was referred. Item number 422-06 parens 2 was referred. Item number 306-08 was referred. Continuing on page 274, item number 287-07 parens 2 was referred. Item number 370-06 was referred. Item number 298-09 was referred. Item number 383-11 was referred. And item number 329-05 parens 3 was also referred to the next board. I'd like to be recognized for suspension of rules to give a report that hasn't previously been given.
All in favor?
Aye.
Please continue.
Tonight we had a Programs and Services Committee meeting. We took up three items. The first item is item number 403-11, Alderman Lennon and Lappin, pursuant to section 2-7 of the City Charter, recommending that the 2012-2013 Board of Aldermen reappoint David A. Olson as City Clerk, Clerk of the Board. Said term will be 2 years or until a successor is duly qualified. That was approved by a vote of 7-0. The The next item is item number 334-11, Alderman Lennon and Lappin, requesting that Article 1, Section 3, parens 6, parens D, of the Rules of the Board of Aldermen be amended to raise the limit on budget transfers or appropriations that need only be referred to finance from $20,000 to $50,000, and to add language to allow referral of all requests for changes to a funding source for previously discussed items to be referred only to finance. That was approved by a vote of 7-0. And finally, the item number 275-11, Alderman Lappin and Lennon, requesting an addition to the Board of Aldermen's rules to require that the Board of Aldermen review the salary of City Clerk, Clerk of the Board of Aldermen during a 90-day period following the Clerk's election pursuant to Section 4-20 of the City of Newton Revised Ordinances 2007. That was approved as amended by a vote of 7-0. And that concludes my report.
Great. Thank you, Madam Chair. And those items will be reported out at first call. Thank you for those reports. And thank you, President Lennon, Vice President Lappin, President Emeritus Baker. Thank you to each of my colleagues on this board for the opportunity to serve with you for the past 2 years. And thank you also to City Clerk and Board of Aldermen Clerk, wearing multiple hats, as always, David Olson. You have been incredibly helpful, absolutely wonderful. I'm convinced the city would fall apart without you and your staff, and I thank you for everything that you've done and your staff has done over the past 2 years in helping to inform me and just everything that you and your office does. One of the things that surprised me when I joined this board 2 years ago was the amount of work that every elected official in this city actually does. The amount of work that the city clerk's office does as well. I applaud each and every one of you for your commitment to doing the day in and day out work that the public doesn't see, but which is so vital to keeping our city strong. In a way, these full alderman meetings that residents can watch on new TV are really only a summation. Most matters brought up in this chamber, as everybody in this room knows, has already seen weeks and sometimes months and maybe occasionally years of discussion in committee meetings. They take place on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday nights, and sometimes additional other times as well. And I would like to say that I hope those watching this meeting realize that residents just physically showing up at City Hall can make a difference in the decisions made here when you attend a meeting, and I would really encourage people to do that. There are varying levels of time elected officials are able to individually dedicate to the office. As many here know, I chose to jump in with both feet right from the start. Over the past 2 years, I'm proud to have helped make a difference in my hometown. I'm proudest of the Newton Silver Alert program and having the governor point to it as a statewide model for the program. I'm also proud to have worked on behalf of the large number of working people in Newton who don't have unlimited resources. To some households in Newton, a few hundred dollars extra in trash fees might not mean anything. To some households, the hundreds or maybe even a thousand or more dollars in new school fees might not mean much. To some, the most likely upcoming override request might not mean anything. But to others, it means a lot. And moving forward, I would take this moment to encourage this board to remember that while talking about making Newton a more affordable place to live, proposing thousands of dollars in new taxes and fees can sometimes make our city less and less affordable for thousands of our current residents. Now, we all know that our city must invest in capital improvements that are well-defined, sustainable, and provide cost savings that will be tangible over time. That includes and especially includes our schools. But the residents of Newton cannot be expected to just pick up the check on decades of deferred maintenance all at the same time. Deciding what's really important, I believe, means making the tough choices, not just talking about making tough choices. So in closing, thank you to the residents of the city of Newton watching these proceedings on New TV. The very fact that you tune in means you apparently have enough time and interest and have proven to be interested in staying connected to local government in our city. There are a lot of issues that I truly care about that are important to the future of this city, and that stands whether I'm in office or out. I look forward to staying involved and part of the conversation. I'll also continue to produce and host Newton Newsmakers on New TV because I believe that bringing issues directly to the public in any way possible is helpful to expanding and improving the discourse. So thank you to my family. I would especially like to make note that my wife Debbie is here in the chamber with us this evening making a cameo appearance, and I appreciate her being married to me, among other things, and especially her putting up with this organized chaos that we so love for the past 2 years. So Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy New Year to all. Thank you for the opportunity of serving.
Before Alderman Shapiro leaves the rostrum, I do have a citation here that was has been given. It's not a speeding ticket. The mayor had another commitment this evening, so he asked if I could read this into the record and present this to Alderman Shapiro. Commonwealth of Massachusetts, City of Newton, proudly awards this certificate of commendation to Alderman Charlie Shapiro in recognition of your dedicated service to the City of Newton as Alderman-at-Large from Ward 6. Throughout your tenure, you have demonstrated an extraordinary degree of commitment and dedication to serving your constituents, and the City of Newton is greatly indebted for all that you have done to enrich our community. I am pleased to join your family, friends, and colleagues in thanking you for your service and wishing the best of luck to you and your future endeavors. Signed, December 19, 2011, by Mayor Seti D. Warren. Okay, at this time I would ask and recognize that our colleague, Alderman-at-Large from Ward 8, John Friedman, now please approach the rostrum and he will preside over the next three committee reports. Alderman Friedman.
Thanks. Thank you, Mr. President. Good evening. We'll start first off with the report from the Public Safety and Transportation Committee, Chairman Ciccone.
Thank you, Mr. Acting President. The first item is at the page, bottom of page 274, 335-11. Alderman Johnson, Albright, Walensky filing on October 19, 2011, an appeal from the decision of the Traffic Council on October 13, 2011 to approve TC-51-11. That appeal was approved 6-0. 336-11, Alderman Johnson, Albright, and Linsky, filing on October 19, 2011, an appeal from the decision of the Traffic Council on October 13 to approve Traffic Council 52-11, parens H. That appeal was approved 6-0. The following items were referred to the 2012-2013 board, and I'll go down the line with them. 279-10, 278-11, 233-11, 156-11, 137-11, 41-11, 413-11, 383-11, 289-11, and 262-11. Those will all be referred to the next board. And also, I'd like to ask for suspension on the rules to have two items on page 281. I can poll my committee to accept the reports of the Finance Committee.
Motion is made. Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Please proceed.
Thank you. 311-10, parens B. His Honor the Mayor requested an appropriation in the amount of $300,000 from bond and indebtedness for the purpose of funding the Manor Road Emergency Communication Radio Tower Replacement, which includes a fiscal year 2011 capital improvement plan. This was approved for $300,000 in Public Safety and Transportation. It was amended in Finance to $40,000, the first $40,000. But I'd just like to poll my committee to accept the Finance Committee's report on this. Okay. All those in favor?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 0. Eight. I think we had a full committee.
Oh, I'm sorry, 7-0.
Okay.
And I have one other one also at the bottom of page 281 that I'd like to accept to pull my committee to accept the finances report over the public safeties. It's 363-10. Alderman Albright and Danberg proposing a trial parking meter fee Saturdays between Thanksgiving and New Year's for the shopping areas to support shopping at local businesses in Newton. This was approved on November 9th in our committee, but no action was taken, so finance voted no action necessary. I talked with the docketer, and she is aware of the situation. It's going to be docketed as soon as possible so we can start working on it for next year. So if we could accept the finances report and no action necessary, all those in favor? 7-0. And that concludes the report, Mr. President.
Thank you. All right. Moving on to the next committee is the Public Facilities Committee. I recognize Chairman Schnipper. I'm especially nice to recognize you in your last evening here.
Thank you. It's a pleasure. This is the 12th consecutive year of presenting reports, so I'm delighted to do so. The report begins on page 276, 353-11, Jonathan Cantor of 672 Chestnut Street, Newton Upper Falls, appointed to the Design Review Committee for term of office to expire December 31st, 2013. That was approved 5-0. Continuing on page 277, 290-11, Seth Parker of 26 Shorncliffe Road, Newton, appointed to the Solid Waste Commission for a term of office to expire December 31st, 2014. That was approved 5-0. 367-10, parens 3, Design Review Committee, in accordance with 558 of the City of Newton Ordinances, petitioning for site plan approval for the F.A. Day Middle School project, which consists of a conversion of the existing administrative offices and student service areas, a third floor addition to create 6 new classrooms and associated learning spaces, and a two-story addition at the Minot Street entry to the school, as well as proposed site improvements that include modifications to parking, pedestrians access, and landscaping. That was approved 5-0. 367-10, we are looking at B2C. $643,500 of the remaining $3.8 million for the design and other related expenses associated with the building renovations to F.A. Day Middle School was approved 6-0-1. 367-10B2, the remaining balance is referred to the next board. Continuing on page 278, 259-11 parens 2, NextG Networks of New York Incorporated petitioning for grant of location to install an antenna and related equipment to an existing utility pole at 938 Center Street was approved 4-3. 55-11, Alderman Fuller, Crosley, Albright, Danberg, Friedman, Hesmahan, recommending that Section 29-67A of the City of Newton Revised Ordinances 2007 regarding sewer clean out fees be updated either to increase the fee to one more closely represented the full cost of service of cleaning privately owned buildings, sewer lateral, or alternatively, eliminating the service. That was voted no action necessary, 8-0. 311-10, parens B, His Honor the Mayor requesting an appropriation in the amount of $300,000 from bonded indebtedness for the Manet Road Emergency Communication Tower replacement. This was amended to be $40,000 and was approved by a vote of 7-0-1. 376-11, His Honor the Mayor requesting authorization to appropriate and expend the sum of $300,000 from bonded indebtedness for the purpose of funding accessibility upgrades at various schools was approved 8-0. 352-11, Alderman Johnson and Schnipper requesting discussion with the Utilities Department regarding the City of Newton's current water billing practices was referred to the next board. 380-11 was also referred to the next board. 379-11 was referred to the next board. 378-11 was referred to the next board. 377-11 referred to the next board. 385-07, which I had hoped we would be able to close out, but it is being referred, this is the updates on North, to the next board, although the project is finished on time, under budget, and gold leaf certified, there will be updates provided in the spring because of all of the landscaping work that was done this winter as the growth season occurs. There will be need for reports. That was referred to the next board. 405-11 is referred to the next board. 149-11 parens 3 referred. 139-11 referred to the next board. Continuing on page 280, 407-11 referred to the next board. 413-11 also referred to the next board. Then continuing under the reports out of finance, there are a couple of items that PF had voted on that are first being, God bless, reported out now as finance has taken action. Continuing on page 282, 53-10, Alderman Fuller, Schnipper, Crossley, and Baker requesting a resolution to His Honor the Mayor requesting the implementation of new parking meter payment methods or parking meter systems to eliminate the sole use of coins. That was voted no action necessary, 6-0. An editorial comment, I had the opportunity to use the Cypress Street lot. It's terrific. I was very pleased. You punch in the spot you're in, you put in your coins, it tells you the amount of time you have, and it works like a charm. Hopefully we can get that in other places as well. 60-11 is on with the mayor requesting the budget for Newton North High School construction project be amended by transferring funds. That was voted no action necessary. Continuing on page 283, 311-10A, Public Facilities has referred that to the next board. And the very last item appearing on 284, 89-11, has also been referred to the next board. And I thank you very much.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Next, I'll recognize Chairman Gentile of the Finance Committee.
Thank you, Mr. Acting President and Vice President, Vice Chairman of the Finance Committee. First item to report out tonight is on page 280. It's docket item 367-10, parens B2C, $643,500 for the design and other related expenses associated with the building renovations to the Day Middle School. This was approved 7 in favor with 1 abstention. 367-10, parens B2, $3,169,463 for renovations to the core of the F.A. Day Middle School and sprinkler systems. This item was referred to the 2012-2013 Board of Aldermen by a vote of 8-0. Top of page 281, 376-11 is on to the mayor requesting authorization to appropriate and expend the sum of $300,000 from bonded indebtedness for the purpose of funding accessibility upgrades in various schools. This item was approved 8-0. 311-10 parens B, this is a request from the mayor in the amount of $300,000 from bonded indebtedness for the purpose of funding the Manit Road Emergency Communications Radio Tower Replacement. This item was approved as amended to $40,000 by a vote of 8-0. 102-11, Alderman Hesmahan, Johnson, Commissioner Lojack, and Candace Havens. This item was referred to the 2012-2013 board by a vote of 8-0. Docket item 95-11 was also referred to the 2012-2013 board. 402-11, Alderman Lennon and Lappin, pursuant to Section 2-7 of the City Charter, recommending that the 2012-2013 Board of Aldermen reappoint David Wilkinson as Comptroller of Accounts. Said term will be for 2 years or until a successor is duly qualified. This was approved by a vote of 7-0. 363-10, Alderman Albright and Danberg, the trial of parking meter free Saturdays between Thanksgiving and New Year's was voted no action necessary by a vote of 7-0. 373-10, Alderman Gentile, Harney, and Sangiolo requesting an amendment to the noise control ordinance to prohibit outdoor athletic events from starting before 7 a.m. This was a voted no action necessary, 7-0. 53-10, Alderman Fuller, Schnipper, Crossley, and Baker requesting a resolution to his honor the mayor requesting the implementation of new parking meter payment methods. This was voted no action necessary, 7-0. 60-11 is honor the mayor requesting the budget for Newton North High School construction project be amended by transferring funds. This was voted no action necessary, 7-0. 355-11. The five-year financial forecast submitted by the mayor for Board of Aldermen review and acceptance. This is voted no action necessary, 7-0. 241-11 is on Alderman Hesmahan, Friedman, and Fuller requesting a discussion concerning the adoption of the provisions of an act relative to municipal health insurance. This was voted no action necessary, 7-0. And I believe all of the remaining items are referred to the 2012-2013 board. 267-11, 380-11, 379-11, 378-11, 377-11, 140-11, 311-10, parens A, 276-10, 245-06, 89-11, 262-11, 383-11, and 407-11 were all referred to the 2012-2013 board, and I believe that those were all 8-0 votes. And I would move the report. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. If I may, I'll take just a moment of your time and just express my thanks and appreciation to all of you here in the chamber who I've had the chance to work with, but with many other folks. Wouldn't get far without mentioning David, of course, and his entire team in the clerk's office. Thank you very much for all that you do for the city and for the Board of Aldermen. But I also want to recognize the many, many other very dedicated employees of the City of Newton, from the school department to all the municipal departments through the executive. It has been a privilege to have had a chance to meet and work with people who come to work every day, are doing their best, and doing everything they can to make Newton the best city that it can be. And so I wish all of you the best, and I will not be far, and I really appreciate all the work that everyone has been doing on behalf of the city. So with that, I just want to say it has been an honor and a privilege to serve 4 years as an alderman for the City of Newton. Wish everybody the best. Happy holidays, and I'll be seeing you all very soon. Thank you.
Okay, we also have a certificate of commendation to Alderman Friedman in recognition of your dedicated service to the city as the Alderman-at-Large from Ward 8. And just like we refer all the items to the new board, I guess I don't have to read the same old, the whole proclamation again, do I? It's the same thing as Alderman Shapiro's. But it's been dated December 19, 2011, and this certificate of commendation is provided by Seti D. Warren, Mayor of the City of Newton. Congratulations. Okay, and last but certainly not least is our colleague, Alderman at Large from Ward 7. I'll recognize Alderman Sidra Schnepper to go over our last three committee reports.
Thank you. The next report to be given is the real property reuse, Alderman Danberg. Thank you, Madam Acting President. On the item to the only item to be reported out, which is item number 150-09-2, Joint Advisory Planning Group and Planning and Development Department filing their separate reports pursuant to ordinance section 2-7-2B.
It's on second call?
Yes. Well, it is on second call. There is no report, but I guess on second call, we can avoid the second call on that if I simply ask that since the appraisal for the Austin Street property has not come in, I'd like to postpone the item to a date certain of January 17th. Should we do that now or on second call?
Certainly, and avoid second call, that would be great.
Thank you. I have been corrected. You need to refer to the next board. Would you like me to do that now or wait for second call? Then I would like to refer item number 150-09-6 to the next board.
Would you like to poll your committee to ask for that?
I would like to ask for a suspension of the rules so that I can poll my committee. May I have a suspension of the rules?
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. I'd like to poll my committee on referral to the next board. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 0, 8, 0. Thank you very much. It has been approved by a motion by a vote of 8-0.
Thank you. The next is post audit and oversight, Alderman Swiston.
Thank you, Madam Acting Chair. The report begins on page 285. Item 30-10(2), Post-Audit and Oversight Committee requesting discussion with the Planning and Development Department relative to the governance process of the Newton Community Development Authority, NCDA, including recommendation and potential changes to the NCDA. That was no action necessary, 5-0. Sorry, I missed one. Item 294-11, Alderman Sandiola requesting discussion with the Law Department and the Elections Commission regarding the city charter language relative to eligibility residency requirements for candidates for both school committee and the Board of Aldermen as amended by docket item 9-02, which resulted in a home rule petition, which was approved by the Massachusetts General Court in the Acts and Resolves of 2002, Chapter 368. That was voted no action necessary, 5-0. I already read 30-10(2). Item 377-09, Alderman Johnson requesting discussion with the Executive Secretary of the Elections Commission on the access to access and quality of the Newton voter files. That was voted no action necessary, 5-0. 375-08, Alderman Parker, Johnson, Linsky, and Swiston requesting a follow-up discussion on the payments in lieu of taxes. Budget resolution passed by the Board of Aldermen as part of the fiscal year 2009 operating budget discussion. No act, that was voted no action necessary, 5-0.
Item 300-08, parens 2, Alderman Johnson, Swifton, and Shapiro requesting discussion with the Executive Department and the School Department as to the procedures that are in place to ensure accountability of their staff in respect to adherence of the authorization of purchasing expenditures, policies, and procedures. That was also voted no action necessary, and that was the last meeting of the Post-Audit and Oversight Group.
Thank you very much. And next, the Committee on Community Preservation, Alderman Albright.
Thank you, Acting President. Madam Acting President, there is no report. And there never will be again, right?
With a tinge of sadness, the last two reports were given for committees which no longer will exist in the 2012-2013 Board of Aldermen. Reuse will be an ad hoc committee and will report to us at a variety of times. At this point in time, I'd like to take just a brief moment, I do speak briefly, to first of all thank the voters of Newton who have shown incredible confidence in electing me to public office 13 times. And I am exceedingly grateful to have had the opportunity to serve the city I chose as an adult to be my home. Newton has been exceedingly important to me. I chose it to raise my family, to have my professional career here, and it has given me an opportunity to serve in a way I never would have anticipated. So I do, from the bottom of my heart, want to thank the citizens of Newton. I'd also like to thank Lyle. Most people do not realize that if it were not for Alderman Baker, Alderman Gentile and I would not have had the opportunity to be the board's voice in the Newton North construction project. It was only because of his insistence that the Board of Aldermen had access to that process. I'd also like to thank Ruth Ann. Last week, I was privileged to be honored at a retirement dinner. It was a rather poignant evening, and her comments were particularly meaningful to me. I said to her, but I wanted to repeat to the whole board, that the skills that she talked about that I have, and I am delighted to say that I feel good about them, I acquired by teaching adolescents for 36 years. In doing that, you learn how to take charge, you learn how to keep the peace, you learn how to keep things moving forward. So we can thank both the town of Brookline, the city of New York, the city of West Haven, Connecticut, for the training that I had, which enabled me, hopefully, to be a successful chair of a committee. I don't think anyone out there questions where my passions are. They are education and they are children. That has been both my professional and my private life. I have been a voice, as many of you have, for the Newton Public Schools. I ask you, please, as I move on to the next stage, to protect those schools. I know there are those who think the pendulum is swinging, but the schools are fragile. They are what gives Newton the reputation that it has. If we let them be diminished, it will be years before they will be rebuilt. I urge you, please, don't be afraid of change. It took 3.5 years. I can show you the trash truck tire marks on my back. But we changed the trash system and the recycling, and it has been a success. It has been environmentally sound, fiscally responsible, and it has created so much of a better atmosphere in the city. It's clean, it's neat, people like it. There was great hesitancy, but it was successful. If I were to look at these 26 years and talk about my greatest disappointment, It is how long it takes to make something happen. It is one of the things I did not succeed in accomplishing in my years on the board, and I hope those of you who will continue to serve will try and look for a way to make access simpler and the process simpler, both for citizens and for yourselves, so things don't take as long as they do to happen. There's been much which has been accomplished, much, much more to do. I applaud those of you who will continue in this role. I will continue to serve. It is not in my makeup to sit idly by. My children, and one of them is here this evening, said I was the busiest retired person that they have ever seen. I don't intend for that to change. And Scott, if I may end on a very personal note, Claudia Hochberg, who has provided me with three of the most special, adorable grandchildren, was your daughter's age when I moved into Newton. Don't blink, because these years pass oh so quickly. I am leaving this role to have more time to spend with my children and my grandchildren. I have no regrets, but thank you for the opportunity.
If anyone can guess, I have a certificate of commendation to Alderman Sudra Schnipper in recognition of your 26 years of dedicated service to the city of Newton as Alderman-at-Large from Ward 7. I just wanted to say personally congratulations on behalf of everybody here. You've done a wonderful job. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is from the mayor, Sandy DeWan. Okay, and just so everyone knows, on behalf of our colleague, Alderman Salvucci, we'll be having a cake at the end of first call, after we're done with our board meeting, which will hopefully be very quickly, in honor of Alderman Schnipper's 26 years. We'll be moving next door to have cake on behalf of your friend, Alderman Salvucci, and all of us. So congratulations to our three outgoing colleagues, and we welcome our new colleagues who will be joining us on January 2nd, Alderman-elect Laredo, Alderman-elect Kalis, and Alderman-elect Schwartz. Okay, so is there any other business before the board on first call this evening, Alderman Yates?
Much as I would hate to keep us away from the cake, I have a point of order, Mr. President. On page 271, and I think the next page, maybe somewhere else, there are about half a dozen items that have conflicting reports. They've either been NA'd or passed in other committees and referred by a third committee. What should become of these?
It's my understanding, I did discuss that with the clerk, and that the referral is in motion. So even though they've been approved by other or disapproved, they're being referred. They will be taken up at the next board, and then those committees can report them out the night we report them out from the last committee that takes it up.
Can the committees that have already disposed of them not have to dispose of them again?
Yes.
Good.
Okay. Is there any more business on first? Alderman Linsky.
Thank you, Mr. President. I just want to remind board members that the information that was sent to all members last week from the planning department on the EDSTAT responses are due tomorrow if possible. So if you'd be kind enough, if you want to pass along some comments to the planning department, try to get them in by the end of business tomorrow. Thank you, Mr. President.
You're welcome. Is there anything else before I ask the clerk to call the roll on the first call of reports and the referral docket? Seeing none, I'll ask the clerk to call the roll, and I'll suspend the rules, Alderman Yates, so we can go right into the second call item.
Alderman Albright.
Aye.
Alderman Baker.
Alderman Flynn.
Aye.
Please.
Aye.
Alderman Danberg.
Aye.
Alderman Fishman.
Aye.
Alderman Friedman.
Aye.
Alderman Fuller.
Aye.
Alderman Gentile.
Aye.
Alderman Harney.
Aye.
Alderman Hetzmahan.
Aye.
Alderman Johnson. Alderman Lappin.
Aye, except for item number 259-11, parens 2 on page 278, for which I vote no.
Alderman Linsky.
Aye.
Alderman Merrill.
Aye.
Alderman Wright.
Aye.
Alderman Salvucci.
Aye.
Alderman Sangiolo.
Aye.
Alderman Schnipper.
Aye.
Alderman Shapiro.
Aye.
Alderman Swiston.
Aye.
Alderman Yates.
Aye.
President Lennon.
Aye, with the exception of item 259-11, parens 2 on page 278, which I vote no.
Mr. President, may I change my vote on that one as well?
Absolutely. Could you just read 259-11, parens 2 on page 278?
Yes, I'd like to vote no.
Alderman Albright would like to change her vote to no.
The vote is 23 yeas with one absent on all items except item 259-11, parens 2, where the vote is 20 yeas, 3 nays, and 1 absent.
Thank you. All items on first call carry. I'd like to ask for a suspension of the rules to forego recess so we could take up the one item on second call. The motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor will say aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Item 391-11 on page 265. I will recognize the Vice Chair of Zoning and Planning, Alderman Lappin.
Thank you very much. Item 391-11, Thomas Phillips, 139 Algonquin Road, appointed as a member of the Zoning Board of Appeals for a term to expire on September 20th, 2014. This was approved in committee, but at Thomas Phillips' request, we would like to postpone this to January 17th.
Okay, there was a motion to postpone till January 17th.
Referred.
The item will be referred.
Referred to the January.
I'll recognize the President Emeritus.
Excuse me, Mr. President. This actually is a postponement because the item is not is still before the board and is still live at that time. It's different from a referral.
So can we postpone it to the new board?
Yes.
Is that be accurate, Mr. Clerk? We can do both, I guess.
I check for the clerk.
So which would you prefer?
So the motion is to refer and postpone, or postpone and refer to the new board.
How to make it easy on the last item of 2011, huh?
That way we cover all the bases.
We've covered all the bases. The motion has been made to postpone the item to January 17th. All those in favor will say aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. The item has been referred. Postponed and referred. It's always a discussion. Are there any other items before the board this evening? Before we do that, again, I'd like to thank everybody for their service, our outgoing colleagues. I'd like to wish everyone a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Holidays to all. Enjoy your holidays. Be safe, be sound. And we are going to adjourn next door, and I will see everybody back here on Monday, January the 2nd at noontime for inauguration of the 2012-2013 board. At this time, I will recognize Alderman Yates. A motion has been made to adjourn. All those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. We are adjourned at 8:46 p.m. Aye.